My guest on the tea break is Vanessa Chambers from the East Surrey Operatic Society. Vanessa, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute delight to have you here and to discuss the big show that's coming up next week. But I wonder if, for starters, you could just tell us a little bit about the East Surrey Operatic Society.
Of course I can. East Surrey Operatic Society, commonly known as ESOS, has been around since 1907, and they first performed at the Redhill Market Hall. Unfortunately, that was demolished some years later, and now they perform at the Harlequin. They've performed there ever since. Every year they get good audiences, and they put on very professional productions. We have about 150 members in all, and that's not just people that are on stage, obviously. We have people that help out with wardrobe, props, stage crew, and much more. We always use professional musicians in the shows with the lighting and sound, so our shows are quite big budget, actually. Just cost quite a lot to put these things on. We also have a youth group now, that's called Young ESOS. By coincidence, they're actually doing another Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber show in the summer, and that is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So we've got two shows by them this year, which is great stuff. They're a really strong and talented bunch of youngsters. They range between about 10 and 21 years old. Lots of them do go on to stage colleges, drama colleges, and pursue careers in the profession, which is great.
It's good to know that you're involving the young people of the borough. I know that there's an arts festival separately coming up shortly at the Harlequin. And do you perform solely at the Harlequin, or do you go on the road at all?
Just at the Harlequin. I think in the past, previously, they have performed at other venues, but it's usually just at the Harlequin.
But it's very much home matches at the moment now, and the next home match is starting next week, I think.
Indeed it is.
Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber return to the Harlequin. Tell us all about the show.
They do. Well, that's being performed next week from Tuesday, 25th of March, to the 29th of March, and it's also got a matinee in the afternoon. Jesus Christ Superstar, fantastic show with lyrics and music, as you said before, by Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's probably one of the greatest partnerships of this modern era that we've ever had. It started out as a rock opera concept album, and then it soon became a show and a film, which rocketed them to fame. There's songs, I Don't Know How to Love Him, in it, Everything's All Right Now, and of course, Superstar. It's got a very, very 70s vibe to it, so it's a brilliant show to come and watch. There's a cast of 50 people, roughly, with three main principals, and one of them being Jess Allen, who was one of our Young ESOS members. She still is. She's now an ESOS member as well. So it's her first leading role that she's ever had. So we're very proud of her. We've also got Jamie Thomas, who plays a part of Judas. He's played it previously at Tunbridge Wells. Jason Lines is Jesus, and he's a new member of ESOS, and this is one of his first leading roles. But he is also really, really talented and has worked very, very hard on this. So we're delighted to be able to use all of their considerable joint talent together to put on a fantastic show. And the rest of the cast play a variety of roles, from the priests through to the lepers, which I think they've really enjoyed crawling around on stage doing. And then we also have an 11-piece band in the pit to top it all off, so that obviously gives it a really, really great sound to the show. Quite a large cast.
That takes a lot of backstage managing and a lot of rehearsal, I should imagine, and dedication and discipline.
Yes, lots of rehearsal, but they really are a great bunch of people, and they all work generally really, really hard, and they all pull it off. They're great.
And the company gets on well with one another?
Yes.
No prima donnas?
No. They're not allowed to be.
that's just like Susie Radio, of course. And how would our aspiring members of the public in Redhill, Reigate, Hawley, Crawley get involved if they'd like to?
Well, they have a website, East Surrey Operatic Society website. You can go on there. You can always see what current shows we're doing, the past shows, get in contact. There's all sorts of contact details on there if they want to become members. And new members are always welcome.
Will there be somebody out front at the shows to talk to when the public roll up? Will there be somebody in the foyer?
Oh, definitely. They can always grab anybody that might be selling programmes. There's always the chairman, Chris Waite, is always around. So definitely they can just rock up and have a word with somebody.
Or, of course, people can always ring us here at Susie Radio and we'll pass the information on.
Thank you.
You were saying that there's some more Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber coming up later in the year.
Yes, Young ESOS are going to be doing that in the summer. They put on a production and they rehearse it. They kind of workshop it. So what they do is the first week of the summer holidays, they learn all the material in the week, and then the following week they put it on at the Harlequin, and that's it. It's very, 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 very quick turnaround, but very intense, concentrated rehearsal period. And their director, Fiona Thompson, she's brilliant. So she
what a wonderful thing to do in such short order. Am I right in thinking that if it wasn't originally intended, that's a show which has very much become one for performance by young people?
Well, it was originally intended for school, but it's an amazing production, and it's great for young people to do. It's very uplifting, and lots of parts in there as well. Lots of brothers, lots of wives. So yeah, it's good.
Anyway, there we are now. I suppose we should do the nitty gritty next, which is the dates and how people can apply for tickets.
Well, the show is on next week, and that starts on the Tuesday, the 25th of March, and it runs right through to Saturday, the 29th of March. We have a matinee on the Saturday. There are tickets still available, but towards the end of the week, they're getting pretty much sold out now. The ticket prices range from about £13 to £18. They're available from the theatre, either online at theharlequintheatre.co.uk, or you can call the box office on 01737 276 500. And can I just say at this stage that if people haven't been to the Harlequin recently, it has actually changed. Due to an investment from the council, it has been refurbished. And it's really a wonderful theatre now that the borough can be proud of. And ESOS are very, very grateful that we can still use this wonderful theatre. And Elizabeth Smith and her team there have really, really helped us a lot. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you very much.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about?
Well, I would really encourage anyone who can come along just to come and see the show. It's a very, very professional standard production, and you don't often get the chance to see a show like this locally. You'd normally have to go up to London to see a show like this. So it will be a really, really good evening's entertainment. That's all I can say. Thank you very much.
Vanessa Chambers from the East Surrey Operatic Society, thank you so much for coming into the afternoon stroll.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.